This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're at the Rouse's Market at 701 Barone Street in the CBD. First Take leading into the Bud Light Countdown, the kickoff coming up at the Cajun Cannon at 5 o'clock. Want to remind everybody, Seaside Cruises, the New Orleans Saints partner with Seaside Events to provide the Saints Nation with the ultimate fan experience. Mingle with Saints Legends during the inaugural Saints Legends Fans Crew. Make sure you check that out. Charlie, getting into more of our audio. Very interesting fellow. We talked a little bit about this with Jeff Nowak, our sideline reporter, in the earlier segment. Connor McGovern.
Yep.
The Saints had to bring in an offensive lineman because the numbers are thin right now.
Boy. Yeah.
And the story with him, you know, is simply amazing. The guy was literally on his way getting ready to go to London with the New York Jets, and then the Saints snag him off the practice squad and bring him into the active roster.
And it's a big one, too. Connor McGovern's played over 90 games, started over 90 games. He's actually played over 100 games in his NFL career. He's a veteran. He's been there, done that. But the one thing, obviously, as we've mentioned, with the Saints' banged-up interior offensive line, no Cesar Ruiz, no Eric McCoy, and now today, Shane Lemieux getting put on the IR. Like, you're down your starting center, you're down your backup center, so you go out.
We already lost Ramchek, too, earlier in the year, so it's like, man, we're hurting that O-line.
Yeah, your depth is going to be tested, 100%. But going out and getting someone like McGovern, who, as Jeff had mentioned, as we talked about as well, is familiar with the coaching staff, familiar with Kubiak, familiar with, obviously, John Benton, the offensive line coach, you know, Rico Dennison, the senior offensive assistant and run game coordinator. So, you know, it's not like it's brand new to him that he's being thrown into the fire necessarily, even though he is a veteran. He's kind of – he recognizes, you know, what they want to do. A lot of the terminology is the same. So, it's a big pickup for a team that's desperately in need of help of interior offensive line.
You mentioned those J-E-T-S, Jets. McGovern played 7 games for them last season before he dislocated his knee. Ended up, you know, working his way back from that. Talked about even contemplating, should he retire? But McGovern talked about the process of getting back on the field from that injury.
A lot of working out. You know, when I got hurt, I wasn't sure. You know, I was contemplating if I was going to retire or not. I wanted to heal up the best I could, treat it like I was coming back. That's the best way to heal. My knee's been feeling great. Didn't have the offers I was looking for prior to camp. And then once season started, my knee felt really good and I was ready to roll. So now we're here.
You mentioned, obviously, McGovern having some familiarity with the Saints coaching staff, and he was asked about how much is a benefit for him at least having some kind of familiarity there.
It's huge. You know, I was with JB for 2 years, so I had the O-line. That's an easy slide in with call-wise. And then I was, with Coach Kubiak and his dad and Rico and Clancy and all those guys back in Denver when I was a rookie, actually. So I've been having to pull deep from the memory bank on a couple of things. Luckily, with a lot of the JB stuff, it's still pretty fresh. So, the transition would be much harder if I didn't have that familiarity. And that makes it a lot easier. And I really enjoyed my time getting back with, you know, some of my favorite coaches I've been with my NFL career.
You heard McGovern there also talk about, you know, testing those memory banks, going back in there to see what he can recall from past playbooks, and how comfortable is he with the Saints right now?
Yep. Yeah. I've been in a West Coast system for like 7 of my 9 years. So it's, you know, obviously little terminology is different here and there between the different West Coast trees and everything, but you know, for the most part, it's been an easy transition. There's definitely some vocabulary I got to learn, but you know, the it's like old school learning vocab. You just do like the flashcards. So
you mentioned they're having flashcards. I could see, you know, him going through his cards at night like a young man.
Yeah.
You know, studying for the big test the next day.
It's his homework, getting ready. But I mean, it's why it makes sense to go scoop someone like him up, because as we mentioned, all the injuries up front, like you have to have someone that could potentially be forced to plug and play. And with Lemieux going on the IR, he's going to be forced to plug and play. But from everything that we've heard about, you know, how comfortable he feels in this offense and just the general playbook, like, yes, he's probably looking at those flashcards, making sure he's getting all the call-outs correctly. The center spot is so important. And Mike has emphasized this a bunch. It's like maybe the second most important position on offense besides the quarterback. So he's going to play a huge role.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This game.
Yeah, Connor McGovern, 31 years old, a fifth-round pick in 2016 out of Missouri, went to the Denver Broncos, spent time with the Jets. Now with the New Orleans Saints heading into a big matchup on Monday Night Football in a definitely, like you mentioned, plug-and-play scenario where this team just signed him this week.
Yep.
And a corresponding move, too, kind of interesting. We'll get onto this a little. They ended up releasing, you know, A.T. Perry.
Yeah.
Kind of a disappointing ending for a wide receiver. There were so many, you know, high hopes for that they had gotten on in the late round of the draft.
I'll just reemphasize what Deuce had kind of said when he was asked about AT. It's just you got to treat it like a job when you're early on in your career and you haven't really proven anything. A former sixth-round pick, someone that flashed it, you know, in live game action during the preseason, and even at the end of the regular season last year too. But when it came down to practice, that's what we kept hearing from DA every time that he was asked about him. He's just like, he's not showing enough consistency at practice for us to really give him those live game snaps. He hasn't really seen the field much, which has been a major disappointment, because entering the year, you were hoping this guy would be, you know, kind of take the wide receiver three role, where you know you have Olave, you know you have Rashid as your defined top two guys, but he wasn't even seeing the field, Steve.
And he was known, too, as, oh, he's going to be that contested catch guy.
Because he's got the big body to do it, but at the same time, if the coaching staff didn't trust him enough to put him on the field, then, I mean, what can you really do?
No, it was a disappointing ending for A.T. Perry. We'll see where he ends up. Maybe a new change of scenery can help for him, but I thought things were going along fairly well here in New Orleans, but unfortunately could not get on the field, and makes you wonder what will be next for him, because, like I said, I think he's a talented, big-body guy, but just definitely needs to get, I guess, more disciplined in his regimen and what he needs to get ready as a pro.
I agree. And so you make that move corresponding by going out and signing McGovern from the Jets practice squad, and obviously it's a needed pickup given all the injuries you got up front.
Yeah, you mentioned with all those injuries, and it's going to be tough facing that guy, Chris Jones, on the other side of that defense for the Kansas City Chiefs. He's been talked about a bunch. Everybody, I'm sure you'll be hearing in pregame talking about this guy, too. Well, Connor McGovern's been on the block for a little bit, knows this guy. What does he think makes Chris Jones such a threat?
He's so dynamic. For a guy to be that big and that quick, he has that natural ability that I think all great D linemen have of feeling, you know, if you could only be tilted or leaning just one way, just the, you know, half a pound of pressure, but he feels that and he takes advantage of it, just like all really, really good defensive linemen do. And so, yeah, he's got it all.
Yeah, and McGovern's got a big test, obviously, going against this Chiefs defense. They've been more potent than that Kansas City offense to start the year, but that's also, Charlie, very scary. Obviously, we mentioned that I think Travis Kelce, far from being quote-unquote washed, and Patrick Mahomes struggling this season with 6 touchdowns, 5 interceptions, that just worries me even more, too, even though I know he is lacking those offensive weapons right now.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he's a magic man. So
exactly,
at any point, he can turn, like I said, Justin Watson or Juju Smith-Schuster into, wide receiver ones if he has to. And that's just kind of he makes the guys around him better. Now, the one thing, going back to the defense with, the Saints offensive line versus the Chiefs defensive line, one thing that stands out to me, both of these teams have really good run defenses.
Right.
Like, that's something we haven't really mentioned yet so far. As far as the Chiefs, they rank 8th in the NFL with 99 yards per game allowed on the ground. The Saints are 7th, so, right back and forth, Saints give up 96.5. So not only do I think the Saints have the advantage as far as the secondary versus the Chiefs' weapons because, Hollywood Brown is out, Rashee Rice is out, you have Xavier Worthy, Travis Kelce, Justin Watson, Juju Smith-Schuster, that's who he's going to be throwing to, Mahomes, obviously, but at the same time, the rushing attack for the Chiefs without Isaiah Pacheco, who's the back that scares you there, the Saints' run defense has been pretty solid this year. So you feel like you have a couple of advantages there. At the same time, the Saints' rushing offense versus the Chiefs' rushing defense is the key. And without Taysom Hill, that's obviously a big hit to what you want to do on the ground.
For sure.
But when you're averaging close to 150 yards per game on the ground so far this year, which is 7th in the NFL, and you're going against an elite rushing defense in the Chiefs, which ranks 8th, allowing 99, that's kind of strength versus strength. And I know, once again, no Taysom Hill's involved, but at the same time, when you have Alvin there and potentially Jamal getting some carries, we'll see what happens.
It's crazy to say, but right now the Saints have more weapons than this Kansas City Chiefs team because of who is healthy.
Yeah, exactly. The injuries play a huge role in that. When the Chiefs are fully healthy, Rashee Rice is a very underrated receiver, but his quarterback took him out against the Chargers when he kind of rolled into his knees. So, yeah, I would agree. And I think the Saints defense does have the capability to slow down this Chiefs offense because, as you mentioned, of the injuries.
Yeah.
It's a matter of, can Derek Carr and the Saints offense be able to match up against this really, really strong Chiefs defense so far?
What is definitely key is the run game for the Chiefs. You're just talking about really lacking right now with no Pacheco. Obviously, Kareem Hunt, Samaje Perine, and Carsten Steele. That's who you're looking at as your running back trio for this Chiefs squad right now. Nobody is scaring you here. Obviously, you got to play still solid run defense here. This is the NFL, but there's not that Saquon. There's not that Bijan that's scaring you in this matchup.
Absolutely not. And I think that one of the Chiefs reporters we talked to from the Chiefs radio network this past week, it basically said, Carsten Steele, you can kind of pencil him out because he's got fumble issues. And when you have fumble issues, Andy Reid's going to sit you on the bench, and you're not going to get many carries. Kareem Hunt, I think they went and scooped him up, last week, maybe a week and a half ago. Once it came out that Pacheco was going to miss 6 to 8 weeks, they go and get someone that's kind of familiar with this system. You kind of seeing the similarities here with going out and scooping up someone like Kareem Hunt versus the Saints going out and getting someone like McGovern. At the same time, as you mentioned, Steve, no one on that running back room really terrifies you like a Saquon or like a Bijan or the top running backs in the league. So it's going to be fun to see the Saints defense versus the Chiefs offense. I think there are some advantages that the Saints have. It's probably going to be a lower scoring game if I had to kind of project just based off of that. And then also the Chiefs defense being the reason they've won so many games this year. How the Saints offense matches up against them.
It definitely feels like a lower scoring matchup. Obviously, when you have two of the top tier defenses in the NFL right now, and obviously on the Saints side of things, the offensive line's being banged up. The Chiefs side of things, just a whole much of their offensive weapons not involved in this game. Definitely, though, scary when you got Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes still.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.